Joshua 24:15. If you would, please turn there. And if it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let us pray again, please. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening again, we ask you, Father, that as we go through the rest of this scripture this evening, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would give us, Lord, what is needed here tonight, Lord. I pray that. For, Father, truly, you are a good and a gracious God. You are a God that wants us to learn. You're a God that's with us. And, Father, as the psalm said this evening, Lord, let the Spirit come and overtake us here this evening, I pray. Father, we'll give you the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. And amen. Amen. You know, I'm talking about the 10 basic rules as I started this morning, or 10 commandments of a successful family life. And I started it out, I'm doing the top 10, and I started from 10 and come down to 5. But as I get into the second half of this evening, you know, one of the things here is, you know, as Joshua was telling these people, and Joshua had seen a lot of things. Am I right? He had seen a lot of things. He knew what was in the hearts of these people and what these people that had brought over. Remember, their ancestors didn't even get to come over into the promised land. We know that because of what they did. Now, Joshua's standing before them, and he's telling them, said, listen, he said, you know what, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. He wasn't beating around the bush with them on anything like that. Joshua was trying to make a point to them, because I believe Joshua knew what was ahead for their future if they did not serve God. I was talking to Patty as she's going out the door this morning. She told me, she said, at her house, she said, back when they built her house, they put a little plaque or something, a little magnet on her door, and it's been there ever since, and it's still there. And this scripture is on it, and it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I hope and pray this evening that you have that in your heart above all things this evening. I hope that you can say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and I hope and pray that you mean it. I'm going to rehash some things this evening a little bit, go down through. Not going to go into every one of them, but I want to tell you that starting with number 10 down, it says, discipline with love and consistency is what we need. If you talk to anybody that's had a successful family, and I say one of the things that was there was love, you know, there was discipline, and it was consistent with that discipline. Number 9 was there was money issues. And what I mean by that, you know what? How that you managed your money. How that you let those in your family, whether it be your kids, your spouse, them, everybody knew where you stood money-wise and what was going in and out. Everything like that should be right up front with all members of the family. Everyone shares a household task. And as I told you ladies this morning, feel free to use the scripture that I give you this morning. I know that I took that out of context by a long way, but feel free to use it if you don't care, please. Number seven was the family has learned to cope with adversity. Any family that is strong, any family that stays strong, they have learned to deal with adversity as they come down through life. Everything in their family, they've learned to deal with it. Am I right? I believe that they have. Family members ought to laugh together. That was number 6. Laugh at each other. You know, it does not hurt. It does not hurt to have a sense of humor, amen? It doesn't hurt to have that. And praise God, I believe with all that's in me, we need to have a sense of humor. We need to laugh. And with our families, in our families especially, we need to laugh, you know? And I'll tell you something else as I get into the rest of this here this evening. You know what? Most of the things that I'm telling you, whenever I get to the main one, whenever I get to number 1, most of the things, the first 9, you know what? They're good practical sense whether or not you're a Christian or whether or not you aren't. But the one that I'm going to tell you about at number 1 here in a little bit, I'm going to tell you this right now and be up front with you. This is the thing that counts. This is what counts. But you know what? All the rest of it, if you personally just put this into practice, I mean, it makes good practical sense no matter how you do it. Number 5, treat each person in your household with respect and with kindness. Will you agree with me on that? Every member of your household needs to be taught. One of the families I know, that down through the years that I read, one of the things that they said they try to teach each of their kids and try to teach each other this. You know what? Not as good, not to treat each other as good as you treat others, but treat the ones in your family better than sometimes what you treat others. Amen? We got a habit. We have a habit in this country, and especially sometimes in church families, that we will treat the strangers, we'll treat other people in the church better than what we treat our family sometimes. That ought not to be. Do we understand that? That should not be. We should treat the ones in our family, we should treat them just the same way, if not better, than we treat those we come in contact with once in a while. Listen. Some people are more polite to strangers than they are to their own family sometimes. I've seen that. You know that? Have you ever seen that? I've seen people who treated their own family worse than what they would treat a stranger. And I'll tell you what, I do not agree with that whatsoever. I do not uphold that whatsoever. And that should not be. Sarcasms and put-downs are not allowed in these people's house. If you look at a strong house, a strong family, you'll find out that sarcasms and put-downs are not allowed in those families. That's not the way that it should be. That's not the way that it should be whatsoever. And guess what? It starts with the parents is exactly where it starts. You cannot start and tell the children one thing and then they see the parents doing something else. You cannot do that. It has to start with the parents, and the parents have to be respectful of one another. Amen? We don't speak disrespectfully to others, I've had people tell me. We don't speak disrespectful as husbands and wives, and we do not allow our children to speak disrespectful to us. And we do not allow our children to speak disrespectful to other people. Will you agree with me on that? I do not believe that there should be one, that right there should be at the forefront of it right there when we're talking about having respect. Listen to me. If you and I show respect for our kids and we demand them, do you understand me? We demand them to have respect for us as parents and also to have respect for elders. Amen? For other adults, we need to have that. We need to show them that. Ephesians 4:32 tells us this. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Amen? That scripture right there just stands so true. And listen to me. As adults, if we teach our children that, if we are that way towards our children, and our children are that way towards us, and we show that and we have that principle in their life, I believe that we'll build strong family character. I believe that. It's more than just a simple little Bible verse, is it not? That verse I just read to you, it's your God for your family. It should be your God for your family. Listen to that again. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Listen to me. You can't hold grudges. You know, the Bible tells me, and I believe this, when you come up here to pray, if you've got a grudge in your heart, don't think that you're going to get that prayer answered. It's not going to happen. And that goes if you're holding a grudge in your family also. Amen? The Bible tells us that in there. We cannot hold grudges of no sort, no manner whatsoever. Praise God this evening. As you know what, if we're going to be the strong family that we need to be, grudges have got to go out the door. Amen? They got to go out. Kindness is love. And you know, listen to me. Kindness is love with its work clothes on. Do you agree with that right there? That's what kindness is. We talk so many times about, showing our love. But you know what? How do we show our love? Through the kindness that we present out there to our children, to our spouses, to our families, and then to all others out there that we come in contact with. Kindness is treating the other person the way that you want to be treated. Amen? I'll tell you what. I want to be treated pretty good. How about you? All right. If I want to be treated pretty good, shouldn't I ought not to treat the person that I live with every day and that I come up pretty good also? Amen. Should I not show kindness to my spouse, to my children, to all those around me, to all that I come up? We should be able to do that, right? And it goes both ways, husbands and wives. It goes both ways. It cannot be one sided. It's got to go. You've got to show kindness one to the other. Luke 6:31 tells us as much. It says, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Amen. If you want kindness showed to you by your wife, guess what? You show kindness to her, right? You do that. If you want your children to act that way, show kindness to them also. We must teach our children the simple rules of this. You know that if you want a strong family, there are millions of people who need kindness shown to them. Am I right? Man, you know where we can start? We can start right in our own households. That's where we need to start. That's where it needs to be, right in our own households. Have you ever heard the phrase, you know what, common courtesy? How many of you have heard that? I've heard that down through time. Well, you know what common courtesy is, right? We know what it means and what it's out of. But you know what? It's unheard of in America today in some places. It's very unheard of. No more, you know, it's not more, no more like it, you know what? But you know what? They call, anymore we should call it uncommon courtesy. Because if someone really shows you courtesy, it's pretty much uncommon, amen? Strong families, and I believe this, will show kindness to one another. They will do that. In the family home, in the homes, our husbands and wives and children, we will show kindness one to the other. Amen? Number four, we need to take time for our families. Activities and anything that we do, we need to take time for our families. We really do. All of the strong families that I know have put this as a top priority. They spend time with their families. They go and do things with their families. Amen? The importance of spending both quality time and quantity time cannot be overstated. It cannot be. Time with our children. Time with our spouses. In this world we live in, time is of the utmost importance. And you know what? I know that sometimes it seems like we're torn in all directions, but I'm telling you here this evening, if you want a strong family, we need to be with our children. We need to take time to be with them all the time. We should place a high priority, and not on gathering material things. Listen to this, and this is something that I wrote down, and I believe this also. Through the years, you'll find it a choice of whether or not to buy a piece of furniture or go on a family vacation. Let me give you a little piece of advice. Throw a slipcover over it and go on vacation. Amen? Throw a slipcover over it and go on vacation. Go do something with me. Let me tell you why. Because I guarantee you one of these days when those kids are grown up, they're not going to come back and talk about the memories of that piece of furniture that you bought. Right? Do you know what they're going to do? They're going to want to come back and talk about the vacation that you took, about the fishing trip that you took, about the picnic that you took. Remember that, Mom? Or about anything else that God has placed upon your heart to go do with them kids. Listen to me. I guarantee you they're going to come back and talk about the piece of furniture that you bought one time. Have any of you ever had that done? Huh? Do you go back to your mom and dad and say, boy, Mom, I remember about that piece, that couch that you had. I remember that. And don't talk about the vacations or about the time you got lost. Boy, we can talk about that, can't we, dear? We can talk about that a lot. Back before GPS and even after it. But praise God, we can talk. Listen, we were talking about this the other day. Me and her both were talking about this, but how we took her parents and we went to the beach. And you know what? Our kids talk about that to right now. They said, Brian was talking about this morning as we was eating. He was saying, listen, he said, weren't those good times? He didn't care that we bought a couch. He didn't care that we've got a recliner in the house. He didn't care about none of that. What he cared about was what we did as a family together. Amen. Is that not important? You know what? But boy, they love telling those stories, won't they? Sean and Sarah, I'm going to tell you what, they're going to talk about this trip one these days. I guarantee you they're going to talk about it. They're not going to care about anything else, but they will talk about them one these days. Look at those old vacation pictures. Look at those photos. You know what? Look at them. You know what? Their memories are priceless. They're timeless. Are they not? And listen to me. Do you have a strong family? I believe that we need to do these things with our children, with as a spouse and family. And I'll tell you something else. Remember, moms and dads, a trip to your in-laws or to your uncles somewhere out in Timbuktu may not be considered a family vacation. It may not be considered a family vacation. Parents, let me remind you of this right now. Let me say something to you right now. You've only got those kids for a few short years. Amen? That's all you've got them. And you know what? So you'd better invest your time. You'd better invest quality time and quantity time with those kids. Because guess what? The devil's out there, and he would love nothing better than to spend time with those kids. He would love nothing better to spend somebody the other way to spend time with them. You know what? He's good at that. He's good at that, and he will do that if you do not do it. He will do that. You have to make family time. Unless you make it absolutely a priority, I guarantee you the devil and all that he consists of will make time for them. Those who have strong families have learned this lesson. They've learned it and they applied it to their lives. These families also eat and talk daily. Yes, I'm going to talk about the importance of the family meal. That has been lost. Am I right? You know it has been lost. There's the importance of the family meal, brothers and sisters. I want to tell you something. Strong families sit down together and they eat and they talk. And guess what? The television's not on. The radio's not on. The cell phones are not on. You know what? They sit and they talk and they listen to one another talk. I know that's not the concept that we have today, right? That's why I'm telling you that the strong families that I've seen down through the years, those that have done the things like that, and their families are strong still to this day, they were the ones that held that kind of stuff important in their lives. They sit down and they talk to their family. They sit down and talk to their kids. And they, you know what? It wasn't just an idea of sitting there and not paying attention to what they're saying. They listened to them. And they listened to their spouses. And you listen to what went on in their lives during the day. And I'll tell you what, it'll make such a big difference in their lives if we do that. Just listen. You know what? You want to strengthen your family? You want a strong family? Listen to me. You may need to change some areas in your life to get to this point to where, you know what? We can sit down and have a family meal again. I understand there's work schedules. I understand all that stuff. I understand it. But you know what? I'm trying to save this evening's things that will help us grow. Things that will help a family stay strong. And I believe that's one of the things we could do. I'll tell you something else that strong families have. They express their love every day. Amen? They express it every day. Sharing love with each family member every day should be a priority. Amen? You should tell them, you know what? There should be an abundance of hugging, of kissing, of snuggling. There should be an abundance of that with your children and with your spouse. Can you say amen to that? There should be. You know what? I believe that. If you say I love you every day, you should mean it that you love them every day. You know what? Even if you're mad at them. You should mean that you love them, even if you're mad at them. And who in here has not been mad once in a while? We all get mad. But praise God, whether we get mad or not, we should be able to mean that, well, I love you, and I do love you. It all begins with a husband and a wife. It does. It begins with them. You know, who loves each other and aren't ashamed to show it in front of their kids. And I told you this here before. You know, we should not be ashamed to show our kids that we love one another. The greatest thing that a dad can do for his kid is, listen to me, love your wife. Love your wife with all that's in you. Love her. Show them that you love them. Show those kids that you love them. Moms and dads, your kids need to know that you love them. They can feel secure. They need to know that you love one another. And guess what? As you put your arms around one another and show them that you love one another, put your arms around them and show them that you love them also. Amen? One thing Tink and I have in our bedroom, Tink has had that there for a long time. It's a little saying on the wall. And she can tell you what it says. Always kiss me goodnight. Always. You know that? That means a lot. No matter what's going on during the day, no matter what we go through during the day, whether we've had an argument, whether or not we haven't, whether or not things have gone on in life, that thing is hanging right there by that window for us to look at. And it says it, not very big, but it says it, and she's reminded me of it once in a while. She said, "You didn't do that." You know, always kiss her goodnight. Always do that. You don't know. You be sure to tell them that you love them. Always tell those kids that you love them every night. Kiss and hug them and tell them also that you love them every night. I told you, you've only got a short amount of time with them. You've only got that short amount of time, but tell them that you love them no matter what. You know what? And finally, I told you all the rest of those things. You know what? We could, if you wanted to, out in the world, they could do these same things and still have a strong family. But this last one I want to talk about is that make sure that Jesus Christ is the glue of your family. Amen? Make sure that He is the glue of your family. Every strong family I know will tell you this. Anybody that has a strong family, especially a Christian family, will tell you that Jesus Christ is the glue that has held them together. Some people think, well, you know, the dad or the mom's been the strong one, blah, blah, this and that. But I'm telling you what, if you're a Christian family, I'm telling you what's kept you together has been Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's just get that out front straight. Their families worship together. Their families, they pray together. Their families have devotionals together. Jesus is not just welcome guest in their home. Guess what? Jesus is Lord of their home. Amen? That's why He is the Lord and center of the home. He is the glue. He is the wheel. And all the rest of the families are the spoke, all the members of the spoke. And that's the way that it should be. The bottom line is Christ is the glue that holds all the strong families together. that are Christian families. And I'll say, they pray together before anyone leaves for work. You know what? They school each morning. We hold hands and pray. I've seen people, listen to me. My wife gets up with me in the morning, and I'm getting up earlier now. I have to get up at 5 o'clock. She gets up with me every morning. She walks me to the door, and she kisses me goodbye as I leave to go out the door. You know, and you know what? I'm sitting there in the kitchen, and I'll go in and I'll fix me something to eat, and I will say a prayer before I leave that house in the morning. And I know she has prayed whenever I've left the house in the morning before also. I'm just telling you, listen to me, a family that has got Jesus Christ as the center of it. You know what? It's always been said, and I believe this, a family that prays together is going to stay together. Am I right on that? And I believe that wholeheartedly this evening. I'll tell you something else. Why do I say this one right here is important? Listen to me. A family out there that's not a Christian could take some of these principles, and they could probably make them work in their family. But one thing will not work if you do not have Jesus as your glue. Whenever you die and go out of this life, you know what? That family time on this earth is done. Am I right? But if we know Jesus Christ as our glue and our Savior, guess what? Our family can go on for eternity. That's why I tell you tonight, praise God this evening. Listen to me. If you have Jesus Christ as the glue of your life, as the center of your life, listen to me, and your family sees that, and they become Christians also, you can celebrate together in heaven forevermore. Amen? That should be the utmost important treasure. That's why I tell you, maybe some of the other stuff you can get by with and you can't, but as far as this goes right here, you need Jesus Christ as the center, as the glue of your life. Amen? I'll tell you something else. Church attendance was not an option. Amen? Ask Tank, ask Belinda, ask a few of them in here. Church attendance was not an option. It was not. You go to church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. They were at church. I told you this before, and I believe that's what makes it strong. That's what makes all the families that I've watched down through the years, all those that I've talked to, everyone, I'll tell you what they all had in common whenever they're strong. I'll tell you what, they served the Lord, and they were willing to be in church as much as humanly possible to be there. Amen? They were. Why? Because they knew that Jesus Christ was the glue that held them together. They knew it. And praise God, I want to tell you something right now. I'll tell you what I believe it's more important. It's more important that we do that today than at any time in the history of Christianity. Because I believe it's growing closer and closer to the Lord's return. And I believe as Christians, we need to be on fire for Him as much as we can. And the way to be on fire for Him is to hear God's Word. It's to hear His teaching. It's to be in God with God's people. Hear the testimonies. I want to ask you something. Listen to me. Would you rather be in God's house hearing the testimony of God's people, listening to singing like we've heard this evening, listening to teaching like we heard this morning, or would you rather be out here in the world listening to something else out here? Tell me. That's a question you've got to answer for yourself. I'm telling you what, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Praise God. It's just a simple question that I'm asking. And you know what? I can't answer that for you. I can't. Maybe I'm preaching to the choir here tonight, but I can't drag you to church and make you come to church. I cannot do any of these things. I'm not that way, and I can't, and I wouldn't do it even if I could. Because you know why? God has to put it upon your heart strong enough that you've got to have a desire to do it. If you don't have that desire, then you know what? You need to be on your knees asking God, give me that desire. Give me that desire to be in your house. God, Jesus, you are the glue that holds me together. And if you are that glue, give me the desire to be in your house. Give me the desire, as it said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God this evening. That's up to you. That's up to you. That's between you and Jesus. That's between you and God. And I'll tell you what, I believe with all my heart this evening that if you want to have a strong family, if you want to have a foundation that'll last during the storms of this life. And they will come. We know that. We know that. The storms will come. And if you do not have that foundation, you can be ripped right off. You can be washed away from this thing. I believe that wholeheartedly. You've got to stand firm. You've got to have Him as the center of it. Some of the older couples that I've talked to before have said that they brought their babies to Sunday school. Listen to me. They brought them to Sunday school just as soon as the pediatrician told them they could take them out. That's where they went. And those kids were in Sunday school and in church from the time that they were babies until the time that, you know what, they were 18, 19, 20 years old. And you know what? They were on their own then. But guess what? You know what? The Bible tells us about that. Bring up a child in the way that it should go. Amen? It's always going to be in there. It's always going to be in there. No matter what you think, that it'll be in there. Bring them young ones here. Bring them into God's house. Get them here as much as you humanly possibly can have them here. And praise God, I'll tell you what, you will not be disappointed. I do not believe you'll be disappointed. Strong families. I hope I've helped. I hope I've helped. I hope I didn't hinder. I hope I've helped. And what I've told you and what I taught you, I believe in everything that I've taught, that I preached to you. I believe that. And if I didn't believe that, I would not stand up here and try to tell you that I did. But I believe in everything that I said. And you know what? I believe this also. If you take those and you apply them to your life starting right now, I believe you can have a strong, strong family. I believe that the family can be made stronger by it. I do. I really do believe that. They come and get a song this evening.